Hey, Daily Dose, this is Pastor Larry here again, and we are kind of tying this week's Daily Dose into 2 Thessalonians, a passage that we looked at, as well as our homework and follow-up. Now, I talked about three major problems that showed up in that little church in Thessalonica, and the first one was severe persecution. We saw back in 1 Thessalonians how great that persecution was, and then we picked it up again in 2 Thessalonians, and I want to read again just a passage that I read during the message. He says in chapter 1, verse 6, as you read through chapter 1 this week, God is just, He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well, and this is going to happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire and His powerful angels. And I talked in my message about the fact that so often we think that our relief is somewhere else. And I just want to remind you, as you read this passage this week, this first chapter, and you read that maybe later on today, that it is not until Jesus comes back that the garden and all that God intended it to be will be put back together. And the enemy so loves us if he can get us to think anything else. I think of the most famous book on trials in the Bible. It's called Job. And at the beginning of Job, there's a dialogue between God and Satan. And Satan, the accuser, is accusing Job, saying the only reason he follows you is because his life is so blessed. He is so successful. Everything's up and to the right. And the Lord said, there is no way that's true. And for reasons I do not understand, someday I'm going to ask him, like, poor old Job, you were an object lesson. But the Lord says, yeah, you can actually touch him. You can't take his life. And there were boundaries of what you can do. But you can bring incredible hardship into his life. And you watch, because I know he is a righteous man. And that's exactly what happened. You see, the enemy was convinced if he could pull away the blessings and pull them away to enough of a degree and for a long enough time, that Job would turn and curse God. And you know what? He's using that same thing with us today. He failed when it came to Job. It was kind of turn around like, you win. And God said, print it, because there's an incredible message for all of us today. But the point is, we are susceptible, just as the enemy thought Job was. How many times in your life group have you heard God praise because of a healing or a job that was gotten or whatever, and then when everything goes unanswered and the answer to the prayer, maybe even worse, is just a flat-out no, we immediately go, well, where's God? Where's God? We never want to judge His love, His power, and His goodness by anything except for the cross. Because there and there only, until He returns and makes all wrongs right, there and there only will we see the truth about our God, His power, His glory, His goodness. Somehow the Thessalonians got it. And Paul wrote to encourage him just once more. Realize, your blessed hope is the return of Jesus. In the meantime, He is good, He is powerful, and your job is to let the world know that. No matter what it is we're facing today, that's my prayer for you, North Coast, that as men and women representing Jesus as His ambassadors, no matter what the enemy is allowed to throw at us, we will know how the game ends. And when you know you win in the end, who cares what the score is in the third quarter?